Police, North Carolina first grade teacher arrested on meth trafficking charges. By Nick Gilbertson on March 21, 2022. A first grade teacher and another individual in North Carolina have been arrested on methamphetamine trafficking charges. The Fayetteville Police Department, FPD, said in a release that detectives seized more than 4 pounds of methamphetamine during the investigation. On Saturday, the FPD announced it had arrested Antonisha Chambers, 34, and Bradford Gordon, 29, both of whom are of Fayetteville. Each defendant is charged with trafficking by possession, trafficking by transport, maintaining dwelling for the purposes of narcotics, and conspiracy. Chambers is employed as a first-grade teacher at E. Honeycutt Elementary School, and both she and Gordon are in the United States on visas, the FPD said. Chambers is still listed on the staff directory for the elementary school. On Sunday, CCSD Associate Superintendent Lindsay Whitley released a statement on the arrest, WREL reports. District officials are aware that a CCS employee was arrested and charged Friday based on allegations related to off-campus drug trafficking. The arrest did not take place on the school campus, and students were not made aware of this situation. We take this situation very seriously, and while these allegations are very disappointing, they do not overshadow the work that our employees do on a daily basis to help students succeed in the classroom and beyond. Prior to hiring employees, the district conducts extensive background checks and provides ethics training to employees once hired. Whitley added that after Chambers has a meeting with the district's Human Resources Department, her employment status will be updated, the Fayetteville Observer reported. Chambers is prohibited from returning to campus and having contact with students and staff at this time, Whitley said, per WREL. We will continue to cooperate with law enforcement as they investigate this off-campus matter. Online inmate records show Gordon's bond was set at $40,000, while a search for Chambers did not yield results. The Cumberland County Sheriff's Office did not immediately respond to Breitbart News's inquiry about Chambers' bond.